The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. Good morning, it's Friday, and this is Pep Talk with Meg, Pensacola's expert panel. And we are getting healthy today. We've been talking about chiropractic pain and things that we can do to feel better. And now I have a wonderful guest who has been on the show before. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons is with us this morning from Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Well, very well.
Well, so tell me everything. Are you getting busy now? Do you see more people because of the stress of the holidays or less? Or?
Somewhat. We're seeing, you know, a lot of people are very busy. So we are really busy some days, and some days it's a little bit more level. But we're seeing a lot of stress that is causing maybe more chronic pain or, you know, flare-ups of different things such as like shingles as well.
Oh, yes.
And sometimes people's neuropathy gets a little worse with the change of weather and the cold. Sometimes the cold can even like flare up more chronic pain issues.
Yeah. I would think the strange weather we're having, mm-hmm. where it's 70 one day and you wake up in the morning and it's 38.
Yes.
That would affect your whole system, I would imagine.
Yes.
More than we probably realize.
Yeah. And a lot of people, especially with chronic pain and arthritis, we're seeing a lot too, you know, with the cold and the wet and the rain that we had earlier too. Yeah.
And acupuncture can help those symptoms?
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Okay.
Yep. We see a lot of patients that have chronic pain or other chronic issues that have tried just about everything else, and they start to feel like, oh, there's nothing else that can help me. So they usually will come to us and be like, okay, you're kind of my last result.
Chronic pain is very depressing.
Yeah.
When you can't get relief.
Yeah. Well, especially during the holiday times too, you really want to interact with your family and friends, and there's so much going on, different holiday parties, and like, you know, we've talked about numerous times, the added stress just causes just an overload on the whole body and the system and everything. So it's difficult, you know, this time can be really happy, but it can be very difficult for a lot of people dealing with, chronic conditions.
Okay, so we have a guest this morning,
yeah.
a patient of yours, I believe.
Yes.
Robert Gibson is on the phone with us. Are you there, Robert? Can you hear us okay?
Yeah, I hear you fine.
Well, we can hear you. So this is,
hello.
Okay, we're batting 1,000
yes.
already.
So Robert was a longtime patient of mine too. And I don't know, Robert, could you just share, you know, your experience and how you kind of found us?
Well, I was in a bicycle crash where I broke my neck.
Ooh.
In two places. And, went through a lot of recovery and everything. And then we actually found you. My wife referred me to you from an article she read in the paper. And I didn't know much about, you know, acupuncture or anything. Went to see you, and we set up a schedule of stuff, and I decided, yeah, I might as well try it because I had wicked neuropathy afterwards. But I didn't go have any acupuncture till about 5 years after the crash, but it's helped a lot.
Yeah.
You know, didn't cure me, but it's made things much more tolerable.
And what kind of things were bothering you that you thought helped?
Well, I had extreme neuropathy in my feet. My mm-hmm. feet were always hot, and my hands were always cold, mm-hmm. and my abdomen and hamstrings were always trying to seize up. It's a hard thing to explain, but that's pretty much gone away. The only places we haven't been able to get rid of it is like in my hands, although that's much better, and my one leg is somewhat better, but it's a lot better overall. It's made my life much more tolerable.
If you've just joined us, you're listening to Pensacola's Expert Panel with Meg, and we have Dr. Rebecca Gibbons here with us with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola with one of her patients who's received some relief from the treatment. We're talking to Robert Gibson on the phone. If you have a question and would like to text it in, 850-437-1620.
Okay. Yeah. And Robert really, he came pretty frequently, especially for how long? It was about 3, 4, 5, 6 months pretty consistently. And you were able to sleep a lot better too, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everything was better, you know. But it took a while before I noticed any effects from it. Mm-hmm. Maybe 3 to 5 weeks. Yeah. And then one day I was walking through a store and went to step over a box. And it was like, that was easy.
Oh, that's the best feeling in the world.
Yep. And I'm glad you brought that up, too. Yeah, because it does, especially because the bike accident had happened 5 years before you came to see me, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes, so I tell patients, you know, in the first 2 to 3 weeks, I don't really want you to expect a lot if it's something this chronic or this severe, because it will take some time. And it is developing that trust, you know, that, okay, I have seen this before. It will get better. It's just that it takes the nerves and the muscles some time to regrow, to communicate, the nerves to communicate back with the muscles, because they've been used to being in a certain way for so long that the consistent treatments, it's like, you know, when you're going to the gym, you know, building a muscle, you can't just do it like once a week for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 weeks and expect to, you know, lift a 250 pounds. So it is a process with certain conditions like Robert, because it just, if it's something that's been going on for so long, before you notice a physical difference, you know, it will take some time. It is working. I tell patients it is working. It's just that brain and body connection haven't, you know, made that correct signal yet.
Typically, how long are the sessions? And I know for some, they're like, I don't know about needles and it's going to hurt, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Dispel some of those myths that go along with acupuncture.
Yeah. So our treatments typically last about 30 minutes. They're individualized for each patient. And even, you know, Robert can attest to this too. You know, there's some days that there were some things that were bothering him more than others. And so we'd have to adjust the treatment to those symptoms, because as a body starts to heal, sometimes the symptoms change a little bit and they're like, oh, I came in for one thing. And then all of a sudden this thing started hurting, but that's because that we're starting to heal that one thing. And then the other thing that has been kind of like in the background starts yelling. And
well, it's being out of balance. I've had that typically when I've had my first knee taken care of, all of a sudden the other knee was hurt and I didn't notice it because I was so focused on that other knee.
Yep.
So that happens a lot,
yeah,
I would
imagine.
Yeah,
the other knee had to compensate for so long.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So, and then the needles, let's ask Robert, do you think that the needles were painful?
No. I mean, it's a pinprick at the worst, you know? I mean, and most of the time you don't even see them.
Yeah.
You know?
They're tiny, right?
Yeah,
they're small. And honestly, acupuncture shouldn't hurt. There may be a slight discomfort, like you said, like a prick, but it shouldn't hurt. A lot of my patients fall asleep or just relax. And I had a patient the other day, and he came in for neuropathy too, and he was like, why do I fall asleep every time I fall asleep? And it's just, it calms down the nervous system.
Did that happen to you, Robert?
I zone out totally when I'm getting the treatments, and, you know, driving home, I'm like super relaxed. You know, it's I can definitely tell now, you know, because I've been getting them for quite some time, and I go for tune-ups now, like once every 2 weeks or once a week to keep, because my one hand will flare up, my left arm and stuff, and just keep getting tune-ups and keeps the wolf away, as they say.
Well, I think that it can be very miraculous, the healing that comes from acupuncture. I've experienced it myself. And we're talking this morning with Dr. Rebecca Gibbons. She is with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. If you have a question for Pep Talk, Pensacola Expert Panel, you can text it in this morning at 850-437-1620. And it looks like we do have a question. I have a quick question about acupuncture. Would it help to, like, would it help for a, let's see, a pinched nerve in your neck and lower back? I have a cervical disc pinch and a lumbar disc bench, and I was just wondering if I would, if you could help with that.
Yes, definitely.
I probably didn't get the terms correct, but
yes. Okay. The pinched nerve, definitely, and the low back, definitely. It's, we commonly see that, especially with people that don't want, like, the steroid injections or don't want to have surgery, or it's just an acute issue, but definitely I see it all the time.
So if someone came in and then wanted to talk to you about that, is the initial consultation free?
So we, the initial consultation is $30.
Okay.
And
$30.
Then, so it's about 30 minutes. We'll go over your patient health history. What have you tried? What's, you know, going on? Cause everybody's different. So I have to ask, you know, different questions. And then I develop a treatment plan for you specifically, because even though there's a lot of people with low back pain and there's a lot of people with pinched nerves, we still have to, you know, the length of time that you've had it, the severity that you've had it, what you've tried and what hasn't worked or how it's happened. I have to take all of that into account, and so we can get you feeling better faster. So after that, then we typically can get you in the same day if you want to start treatment right away. But we go over everything, you know, any questions that you might have, you know, cost, everything. We'll answer insurance questions, all that stuff. So,
well, it sounds like you're very thorough. So you're not just doing some kind of a blanket program or a blanket treatment. You're taking each patient individually, figuring out what is best for that patient.
Yeah.
And so for someone with a pinched nerve, about how long, what kind of results have you seen? How long does something like that? Is it just vary from patient to patient?
It varies, but typically a pinched nerve, you know, we see 80% improvement, 100%. I've seen a lot of times, it just, because a lot of times the pinched nerve has just been going on for maybe 2, 3, 4 months, or it comes back, you know, with this time of year, a lot of us don't take care of ourselves very much. So that stress can just, like, trigger it as well. So we try that, a pinched nerve, typically, you know, we can help out. Definitely.
If you have a question for Dr. Rebecca Gibbons with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, just text it in at 850-437-1620, and I know she'll do her best to answer your question. So, Robert, you've been going to the clinic now for how long?
Dang.
It wasn't meant to be a stump question.
We got him addicted to acupuncture. He's been going to acupuncture a long time. Yeah.
No, I think it's great.
Well, it's because of it's the tune-up thing, because, like they told me in the hospital, your spinal column doesn't heal. And they projected a much worse outcome for me than what I ended up with. Because I kept at it, you know, and you really have to keep at it with these things. Be it acupuncture or massage or whatever, you know. One of the women I rode bikes with was a commander in the Navy and was a surgeon, and she had a really bad wreck. And afterwards, she came to me and she said, "No matter what they tell you, don't stop trying." And that's a key thing, and that's why it took a while to get to acupuncture, but, you know, it was another thing to try, and it's helped a lot.
Yeah,
it's helped me more than anything, to be honest with you.
Well, and Robert was really proactive too, because he did, you know, massage. You still did exercises and everything. And so I always, another question a lot of patients ask are, is it okay if I still do chiropractic? Is it okay if I still do physical therapy? Do I need to change my medications? Is it okay if I do activity after acupuncture? There's all these questions. And I say, don't change that up, because all of that is just that kind of multidisciplinary approach. And that's helping the muscles, that's helping the blood flow, that's helping the nerves. So all of that, you know, you, especially with an injury as severe as Robert's, you can't just do one thing and expect it to work. You know, you just can't go to acupuncture and be like, and then go sit at home all day and say, this isn't working.
Right.
You know, you have to and eat a bucket of ice cream or something like that. You know, you just, and you know, it will still work, but when we incorporate, especially activity, because it's kind of like if you don't use it, you lose it. You want to still do all those other things that are working. And that, you know, is just another thing to add to the approach.
And acupuncture doesn't necessarily have to be because you have an injury.
No.
I mean, there are lots of reasons and lots of things that benefits from acupuncture.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about that, too. Yeah. And you do have other therapies that you offer as well.
Yeah. So acupuncture helps with just a myriad of things. You know, we see a lot of infertility. We've been seeing a lot more of that lately. And we also pair our treatments with patients that are going through IVF. And so that's another thing. And another thing we're seeing a lot more too are shingles.
Oh, that's because, not good.
Yeah. Well, and it goes back to, you know, not to be repetitive, but the stress during the holidays.
It flares up.
Yes. And so people can have shingles, and then, of course, the scabs and the pustules and everything go away. But then they still have that post-herpetic neuralgia is what they call it. And it's a really horrible just nerve pain. And so that can flare up with stress, not being able to sleep, bad eating, and that kind of stuff too. So we will see a lot more of that. And that's very painful because people can take, gabapentin or Lyrica, these different medications for it, but it's still there.
You haven't really treated the problem.
Yeah, because the nerve pain is the worst. Mm-hmm. You know, it's because you can have muscle pain, and then, you know,
you can move or adjust a little bit, but nerve pain is terrible.
It's a different beast, definitely.
Yes. So acupuncture can help with that, and that is a great relief in combination, as you said, with other therapies as well.
Yep.
What are some of the other things that you offer at your clinic?
So we also do ATP bioresonance therapy, which is another way to build the cells, and it helps to build. There's the mitochondria of the cell that produces ATP. It just helps the cells signal to each other in a more efficient way. So we'll pair that with acupuncture. And then we also do O3 regenerative therapy, which is a form of ozone. And it's an antibacterial, antiviral, and we can also pair that. So we use that. I have patients with migraines and allergies, that brain fog that we all get, and depression and anxiety. It helps just the nervous system just work and fire up more effectively.
You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on Friday morning. We have Dr. Rebecca Gibbons here. She's in the studio with us. She is with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. And one of her patients, Robert Gibson, is on the line with us. And if you would like to call in and ask a question, maybe you have a specific thing and you're wondering, will acupuncture help this? Text it in at 850-437-1620. So Robert, you're still there?
Yes.
Oh, there he is. Okay. So you are a perfect, it sounds like this has been a great solution for you. And it's wonderful that you've been able to find something that has given you some relief. And that's remarkable because there are so many different therapies out there. But to learn that it's just wonderful when you have a testimonial from someone who has used your services and is saying, this has worked for me. And it gives people hope.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you feel really hopeless and depressed, especially with nerve damage or nerve pain. Oh, my gosh. Because you don't get any relief, and it can really wear you down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Robert, did you ever...
A lot of the doctors just want to medicate you.
Yes.
You know, which I'm not about that.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, we can certainly get relief from medication, but... I was saying you can certainly get relief from medication, but like you said, it's better to get to the root of the problem and get your body in balance and your electrical system, so to speak, running properly. It's like a tune-up of the car.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, and, you know, medications can help, definitely, To a certain extent, but a lot of times what we're doing, you know, in some of Western medicine is just kind of putting a Band-Aid over it. And that's another thing, like, it works faster. So you, if you are in severe pain and you, you know, need those things to kind of get you over the hump, but acupuncture and some of the other therapies that we do, it's more of a long-term solution. Because I tell my patients, it's kind of like what Robert was saying, you know, he goes in for tune-ups now, you know, and I tell them, I want to see you a lot in the beginning so we can make that shift in the body, but I don't want to see you that much, you know, in the future.
Right.
Because I want you, you know, our mission is to help people live the best lives that they can. The more active you are, the, you know, I mean, there's so many great things to do out there. So,
that's true.
You know, and just because you're retired, or so many patients say, yeah, the doctor just said it's because I'm old. And,
yes,
and that's the other thing.
Very annoying.
And if I hear that one more time,
it's very,
I'm like,
annoying.
Yeah. So you were just supposed to put you out to pasture? No. Like, you know.
Yeah. Well, what is that?
Come on. Yeah.
That's it. That's your answer. You're getting old, so live with it.
So, yeah, exactly. Just live with it. And that's a lot of times with the neuropathy that people are told, I'm just going to have to live with it. And you know, a lot of people are like, I have some feisty retired people, and they're like, I'm not going to, that's not my path in life. So,
oh, yeah. aren't all retired people feisty? Haven't we earned the right?
I love it too. And some of my patients, I say, I want to be like you when I grow up. So,
there you go. There you go. We're talking with Dr. Rebecca Gibbons with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. Have you got a question? Text it in at 850-437-1620. And this is News Radio 92.3.
Yeah. So, Robert.
We've got a couple minutes left.
Yeah. Can you just tell us some of the things that you're able to do now that you weren't able to do before?
Well, besides leaping the tall buildings and single down.
I know you had to put the cape away.
It's just a better life. It's, I don't have the constant nagging of that. So, you know, it would be simple things, really, like, say you're sitting and watching TV and you forgot to bring the water glass back with you or something. It's like, God, I hate to get up now. But that doesn't bother me anymore. You know, it's those kind of things. And, you know, the bigger stuff, I mean, I can ride a bike again. I mean, I've been doing that and stuff and lift weights. But, you know, it's just more, less of the pain and the neuropathy thing, which is, like you say, nerve pain's awful.
Yeah.
Robert,
and it's relentless.
We're going to have to go. Thank you so much, sir, for being with us this morning. Thank you to Dr. Rebecca Gibbons. Give us your website and phone number one more time.
Sure. It's www.awppensacola.com and 850-530-1028.
Thank you both so much for being on Pep Talk this morning. We'll be back right after the news.